Shall we continue on? We are glad to have you. We now head to Philadelphia. Talk to Joe Giglio, Sports Radio 94 WIP The Whip in Philadelphia as we get the lowdown on the Phillies side of things. Joe, how you doing today?
I'm doing well, Bill. How you doing?
We're doing well. Obviously, a lot of excitement in Philadelphia as they went from a team that was in kind of rebuild mode to a team that is now win now mode with the addition of Bryce Harper. So how has it been? Huge shot in the arm for that fan base, huh?
Yeah, it's been fun. I mean, look, this team's been down for a while since they were the best team in baseball, 2007 to 11, you know, best team in the NL those years, made the two World Series. And then it got bad fast. They went from good to great to bad overnight. And their GM, Matt Klentak, came in 2015, and the idea was around now to turn things around. Last year, they overachieved, but I think we all knew they weren't that good. And then they called themselves Team Stupid Money this offseason. They went out and spent it to try to win now.
So with Bryce Harper coming into this situation, this is not just a win now. This is a win for an extended period of time. Are they built for that? Do they have the farm system for that?
I think they're on their way. I mean, I still feel like they're a couple years off from being where they want to be in terms of just having layers of depth. Like, let's say a team like the Dodgers or the Yankees have, where it doesn't matter what kind of injuries those teams sustain, they just win. I don't think they're there yet. I think this is a good team. This is a team that should win around 90 games, and we'll see what they do with the deadline to try to augment that, but this is a good baseball team. And though I don't even think they've played their best baseball yet, they've had some injuries, and I'm sure we'll talk about Bryce Harper's been off to a slow start, and yet they're 3.5 games up and plus 42 run differential, so that they're pretty good even though they haven't played that great yet.
Well, that was gonna be my next question. Has the rest of the division kind of played down? I mean, New York obviously had some aspirations, they just got off to a terrible start. Washington has not been the same. Miami's an awful baseball team, but we thought Atlanta would be right there. They're only a game over. Has Atlanta kind of played down, or has Philadelphia just played that well?
No, I think both teams have played down. I looked at this as a four-team race, and right now the Phillies are the only team you could look at and say, well, they've been good. You know, the Braves have been average. The other two teams have been disappointing, especially the Nationals, who are just eight teams back right now and looking like they might fire their manager sooner than later. So I think the rest of the division has played down so far, and the Phillies have taken advantage of that and really just kind of treaded water. I mean, they got off to a 4-0 start since then. It's been nothing special. They've won no more than four in a row, lost no more than three in a row, but they have a knack for winning series, which, as you know, if you stack those together, you're going to win a lot of games.
So when the Phillies fans got on Bryce Harper, you know, obviously for some of the plate appearances when they necessarily weren't, cranking home runs, so to speak, how has he taken that? Because you have to expect Philly's not an easy place to play.
He's taken it better than I thought he would. It's been amazing. But I don't know if he has just brilliant coaching in terms of his agency, but he's hit every note right since he got here to Philadelphia in terms of the things he said, winning over a fan base that used to boo him, I mean, mercilessly, for 7 years. Man, people hate Philadelphia, hated Bryce Harper as a great player on the Nationals, and he's become one of the most popular players in the city. I thought he handled it well. He basically said, I boo me too, I stink right now. And, you know, when you handle it like that, it kind of deflates the mood, and people are like, all right, you know, I'll give this guy a break. You know, if he was combative about it, it'd probably be worse. He struggled. Look, he got off to a great start. Actually, I took a trip with some Phillies fans down to D.C. for his first game back, which was the Phillies' fourth game of the season. They started with a homestand with three games, and they went down to D.C., and he had a big night there, three hits and a home run. He was on base eight straight times, and since then, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I would imagine over the last month or so, we're talking about a player hitting 200 or below, probably well below now,
yeah,
as I think about it, maybe 150, and he just hasn't been very good. He's striking out way too much. I think he's going to be fine, but I think the idea of him winning an MVP in his first year in Philadelphia, it's becoming less and less likely by the day.
Yeah, in the last 30 games, he's only hit 189 and a slugging percentage of .333, and even less than that in the last 2 weeks. So, yeah, it hasn't been good. Is there a concern, though, and this is something I thought was interesting, is there a concern because you look at his career stats? Now, granted, he hit .274, .273 first couple of years he was here full-time and then hit .333. Then after that, .243, .319, and .249, and this year it's .222. Is there a concern that they way overpaid for Bryce Harper and he's really not all that?
So I think there is in some circles. I think for me the big thing is because of how long the deal was, and you could you could draw the negative on that side of it, too, because he'll be around a long time. But because of how long the deal is, 13 years, $330 million, and I say this in, you know, obviously baseball terms, he's only making $25 million a year. It's not like he's making 40, he's the highest-paid player ever. I think at the end of each year, when we look at his production, I still think he's going to be, you know, a consistent 30, 35 home run guy. He's going to walk, he might lead the league in walks every year. That's the kind of eye he has to play. I think he'll be productive enough to make it worth it, even if he doesn't, you know, it doesn't pop. And in terms of the concern, the only thing I have concern right now with Bill is his strikeout rate is at a career high. And this might be pressing. This might be something that he'll correct soon. But I just think he's not putting the ball in play enough to do damage. And we know what kind of power this guy has. If he just hits the ball, it's going to go. He's just swinging and missing too much. That's been the biggest difference I've seen from him in the past.
Yeah, the last year was his career high in strikeouts, too, with just under 170. He had 169 strikeouts. He's already got 54 so far this season.
On pace for 212 this year, yeah. Which would be, I mean, like the seventh highest total ever. It's way too much.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So the rest of the team, I mean, there is the rest of the team, so to speak. You got guys like a guy that we're familiar with in Gene Segura, obviously bringing in an aging Andrew McCutchen. I should say aging at the age of 32. But Realmuto was a guy that certainly bolstered the catching battery and brings average and brings pop. So, I mean, it's not like this team is Bryce Harper and everybody else. This team actually has some pretty solid players.
They do. I mean, it's deep. It really is. When they're all healthy, 1 through 8, they're good. They have a guy in Scott Kingery who was a former top prospect and now is kind of a super utility guy who started to hit really well before he went on the DL, so he can play second, short, third, even the outfield. So they're deep. And the guy that I don't think gets talked about enough, Bill, is the cleanup hitter, Rhys Hoskins, who's right behind Bryce Harper in the lineup. He's off to a great start, and he's taking advantage. I think at some point last week, Bryce Harper had been walked 26 times in front of Rhys Hoskins, and Hoskins had delivered an RBI in like 17 or 18 of those spots right after. So he's taking advantage of having Bryce on base all the time.
15-7 at home, 7-3 in their last 10. At least they're heading in the right direction, taking on the Milwaukee Brewers, and now Keston Hiura again tonight. Joe, we appreciate the update on the Philadelphia Phillies. I know Philly's reeling a little bit because they didn't get the 76ers into the Eastern Conference Finals, but still a very good sports town.
Oh, it's a great time. That would have been fun. Yeah, that would have been fun to talk about that. But I think your Bucks are headed to the finals. So.
Yeah, we're keeping our fingers crossed. Joe, appreciate it, pal. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it.
There you go. Joe Giglio, Sports Radio 94, WIP, the Whip in Philadelphia. Talking some Brewers, talking some Phillies, talking some Bryce Harper. And the Phillies are a good baseball team, 24-16. They got some pretty decent pitching, made some moves in the offseason. Still not as deep in the pen, or not as deep in the minor league system as they'd like to be, but they're still building. And we'll see if they're going to be around for a long time to come. But as he had mentioned, they are a plus 42 in run differential. Atlanta's a plus 1. Everybody else is on the negative side when it comes to the National League East. So they should run away with it. Now, whether or not they play meaningful baseball and competitive baseball down the stretch, we'll have to wait and see once they get to the postseason. That will all change. Stay tuned when we come back. A little bit of Hard Knocks. And as you know, I had missed the first hour of the program today. I want to talk a little bit about that when we come back as well. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michael Show next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.